Simon Shin Yud Aleph, we left off in the middle of Siv Zayin, and the Machaber said one could smear oil or water on the mace, and one could also pull out from under the mace the car, the mattress, the pillow that's under him, that he shouldn't become, the body should not become rotten from the heat of the pillow or the mattress. However, Shabur explains one is not allowed to pull the mace off of the car, off the pillow or the mattress, because that's being metaltum directly. And the only thing we're makel over here for is tiltum and atzad. He says people are annoyed to makel, take the mace directly off the pillow and the mattress. Even what they do with the kikar, they do it, they put a challah on top of him, and therefore they feel shemutter. Now, if they're doing it shloya asriach, they shouldn't become rotten, fine. But people are makel even more than that, and they do it, even when there's no chashash to masriach, and that we should tell them they should not be doing that. They want to pull the pillow and the mattress off from under him, that we can makel. The Mechaber also says you have to be careful not to move while you're doing this any part of the mace. Therefore, if his mouth, the dead body who happens sometimes as the mouth opens and opens more and more, you could tie down his jaw in a way that should not continue to open anymore. However, to close it in a way that already got open, should got closed, that one's not allowed to do because then he's moving the mace. Similarly, if the mace's eyes are open, one cannot close the eyes of the mace. Mishnah brings Peter Zayar, people are Neig, to be makel, to close the eyes of the mace and to straighten out his body parts, they shouldn't get crooked, even though it's not of a sherish bidin de gemara. The Mishnah says one cannot close the eyes of the mace, one cannot move the evarm, the body parts of the mace. Still, since people are knowing like this, it does have a smach, does have a makar in the zayar, we should not be meich and protest against them doing this. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that one who looks in the zayar will see, the Chayyadim Rehi says this, who looks in the zayar will see that it's only mentioned as sakana if the mace's eyes are left open. And therefore, that would be a smach, what to rely on the people who close the eyes of the mace on Shabbos. But to miyash the evam, to strain out the body parts of the mace, they shouldn't get crooked or be bent out of shape, that there's no makar for. The Eli Rabba says that places that are noig to mekel, to straighten out the evarm, the body parts of the mace, they shouldn't get crooked because they're afraid to be designed for a mace. Since this does not have a strong makar, well, they should rather do it as I did kikar, like we mentioned in the past, being a kikar or something else that's mutter on the mace, and push that kikar, that other thing, in a way that the body parts will get straightened out. But they should not directly move the evarm of the mace. If the mace is dirty, from tit, from tsoya, till it's moist, disgusting, the eyes will see him, you can metal them through kikar or tinuk, also to the place where you're going to wash them off. Just be careful to wash them with water with one's hands, not with a shmata. It should not come to the problem of schita. If there's no chashash, that's to be a bezayin, the way it's going to be, the one should not do this at all, even through a guy. Sifches, the Machaber, says a big yisoy, the totem and atzad, moving a davar muksa through moving something else. If it's a tzarech davar mutter, it's mutter. If it's a tzarech davar aser, it's aser. Therefore, it's noin, it's a bulb plant that once stuck it back into the ground. If some of the leaves are exposed, you can pull it out by the leaves. Because even though some of the dirt will end up getting moved, that's not a problem because tiltum and atzad, tzarech davar mutter. What you're pulling is the bulb plant, and that's what you're pulling directly, and that's mutter, that's not muksa. And the fact that some of the dirt gets moved along the way, that's not a problem that's just happening. Agav, tiltum and atzad, tzarech davar mutter is mutter. One cannot be metalta the dirt be a dime. The Mishmur brings machlekes if the plant is completely submerged under the ground. There's no leaves sticking out. Can you stick like a needle through the dirt into the plant to pull it out that way? Does it still have to tilt them outside? Or does it look like you're making a guma, a hole in the ground? The difference should be also. The Mechaber says, discussing a case that the plant did not take root in the ground, and nor were you Mechaber, nor did you have a mind to plant it when you put it in, because if it took root, Mishnah Berurah explains that would be a problem of a toilish, of kaitzer on Shabbos, and even if it did not take root, if you're machaven for zriya for planting, that will also be such a problem of toilish. Mishmur brings that there's a shalom paiskim, and the Ram brings that in the Gemara and other places in Shulchan Aruch, the Bavur, that if it did not take root yet, there's no such isser. But lemaisa, in the case was completely submerged by dirt, the seeds are completely submerged by dirt, we are machmer. If it's not completely submerged, there are mekel, that's a big shalom paiskim, how to deal with that. Now, the Achrenim say that this heter of pulling the bulb plant out from the ground, if you do it in this way of pulling it by the leaves, is only when it's in the field. But if it's in the house, since the dirt's got messed up, there's a chashash that you're going to rearrange the dirt in order to straighten it out, and therefore we do not allow you to pull the bulb plant out from the ground if it's in the house. There are certain exceptions to this when we do allow it. Also, one does not have to worry that the bulb plant became a busus to the dirt that's on top of it, because here on the contrary, the plant is not servicing the dirt. The dirt is servicing the plant, and therefore the plant does not become a buses for the dirt. Now, total the gufoi, moving something with a different part of your body, like now with your hand, not a typical way of moving it, that's a form of tilda tamut even mitzarech davar aser. Therefore, the straw on the bed that in those days mastam was muksal because it's meant for firewood, you can push it off with your body. However, if it's the stomach that's meant for animal food or that's meant to sleep on, then it's not muksal. And who didn't, even the mokhabis places where the stomach that was meant for firewood and it was muksal, he put on it a pillow or a mattress before Shabbos, or if you even had in mind to sleep on it from before Shabbos, then it's miyuchad, that's not muksa, and then it will not be a problem of muksa at all.